it's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
I talked to the ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden about the proceeds of Crime Fund after the controversy over the Human Rights Commissioner's quarha towards a mongrel mob-owned venue. Following on from the controversy over the Human Rights Commissioner's quarha towards a mob-owned venue, you've expressed concerns over the proceeds of Crime Fund. Could you explain for me what this fund is for and why you believe it is being misused?
So the proceeds of Crime Fund takes money that's used from crime, obviously, from criminal organisations that have their assets seized and their money seized. And this fund is specifically used to address organised crime harm and drug-related harm. The issue that the ACT Party has with how this fund is being used is that in the recent days, we've been alerted to the fact that the mongrel mob has been given close to $3 million for reducing drug harm. The problem that we have with this, of course, is that it's so disrespectful to the victims of crime. This money should be used to address crime, not support criminal organisations. So there are so many NGOs, organisations out there that want to reduce drug harm and addiction harm in our communities that don't get funding from government. And the government has decided that the mongrel mob, which is an organisation that peddles drugs and feeds addiction in our communities, should also be funded to stop drug harm. Our solution is that if the mob is actually serious about reducing harm, they would stop dealing it. We need to make sure that we're working against the gangs, not with them, so that they don't pocket money the first time when they're dealing the drugs and then pocketing it from the government the second time when they're supposed to be stopping it.
In order to receive funding, this rehab program had to be approved by a large panel made by senior officials from several government departments. Are you sure your response isn't just a knee-jerk reaction to the fact that it's connected to the mongrel mob?
Absolutely not. There are so many other organisations that should be funded, that should take priority over the mongrel mob. You know, I last week went and visited a few mental health and addiction services in our community, and I saw the good that they were doing, but they had a plea to me that they wanted to do even more. There were so many people that required their services for acute mental health support, but they didn't have the funding or the resources to do it. And it's upsetting that the government and the government department would decide that the mongrel mob, which is a criminal organisation, should receive government funding to reduce harm, when other organisations that are not connected to gangs, which are the people who peddle drugs in our community, should be funded.
It may seem wrong to fund a program run by a gang, but clearly the government has identified some value in reaching out to the people in these groups. Why do you think these avenues shouldn't be explored?
I think it's the same as what I've said. So the criminal organisation, I believe, should not be propped up or given government subsidies or funding for any program. The gangs are a scourge in our society. They create the drug and alcohol addiction harm that we have in our communities. And there are so many victims of crime caused by gangs. And these victims don't get government funding. Those people are being disrespected by the government, choosing to engage with the gangs rather than work against them. And the ACT Party actually has a solution to go even harder on the gangs, because we believe that they do actually create a lot of community harm. And we have a bill currently under the name of Nicole McKee that would see if there is a crime being committed in our communities and there is any illegal firearm used, we would take that firearm off them. Because we don't want to see gangs creating harm in our communities. We want to be hitting them where it hurts, making sure that we have people in our society who can do mental health and addiction support is important, but I don't believe that is the role of the gangs.
So even if their rehabilitation program was showing signs of being effective, would you still potentially see this as not being a positive progression?
I think there's a wrong way of looking at it, because there are so many effective mental health organisations that don't receive the funding that they should. And so I think we need to be focusing on, well, what sort of society do we want to live in? Do we want to live in one where we're accepting of gangs, or one where we actually want people to aspire, we want people to be safe, we don't want victims of crime? I want to live in a society where we're supporting victims of crime, where we're giving mental health and addiction support, but we're not supporting the gangs in order to do it. Because the gangs, even if this program may have been effective, they are the ones who are creating this problem in the first place. If they wanted to stop this problem, they would stop dealing drugs.
The Jobs for Nature program aims to create jobs to benefit the environment, people and the regions. Why is the ACT Party expressing concerns over it now?
Oh, look, we have huge concern about the Jobs for Nature program, because it was set up, as you've said, to help the regions and to help the environment. And it's been put aside about $1.2 billion to do that. Now, at the time it was set up, the government said it would use this money to employ 11,000 people. But it hasn't done that. It hasn't been effective at doing what it was set up to do. And Mark Cameron, who is our rural spokesperson, has done the numbers on this. He's come up with, it's cost the taxpayer $820 per hour for each job. And the 10 projects that are currently underway employ only nearly 200 people at a cost of $443,000 per job. I think anybody would say that that is a bad use of money and not an effective use of money for the jobs that they have created. We believe that the government should give up on this project, which seeks to create jobs that were never going to be useful, and actually spends it more responsibly. Because if I look at one of their purposes for the Jobs for Nature program, that was to support the region. And I've been out travelling across the country on the ACT Party's Honest Conversations tour over this last week, and I've been down in the South Island in Dunedin, Timaru, Oamaru and Alexandra, and I'm hoping to head back to more of those places over the coming weeks. And I've been hearing from a lot of small business owners, agricultural people, who've been telling me that their businesses are really suffering because of COVID, because of this government's lack of a plan for a healthy recovery. And I think we need to ask the question of, what sort of priority does this government have at the moment? You know, it's creating jobs at a huge cost when it should be coming up with a better plan to help us reconnect with the rest of the world, because those businesses are in the region, and if they want to support the regions, that help get people back there.
So what would you prefer that this money be spent on?
Well, I'd prefer that this government decided that it didn't need to spend this money on anything. And the problem is that the government is constantly finding ways.
That was the ACT Party's Brooke Van Velden talking about the proceeds of Crime Fund, and also, I forgot to mention in the intro, the Jobs for Nature program.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.